The Great Room. Well, this is a really fantastic room. I love it. I love the paintings in here in particular. There's a beautiful Stubbs. Stubbs was known for his animal paintings. And over the left-hand fireplace is Mouton, who was a Keyshond or a Spitz or Dutch barge dog. And he was a much-loved pet in the 18th century of the Spencer family. And we know, actually, that he was walking with his master down St. James's Street in London when somebody kicked him. And my ancestor actually chased the man who kicked his dog and held him at sword point till he apologised to Mouton. So I rather like that Mouton won the day. There are five portraits in here by Rubens. If you look in the left-hand fireplace and go diagonally up in the top corner there by the mirror is a girl with her right arm resting on a tree in a black and white dress. That's Rubens's daughter. And then either side of both of the fireplaces are handsome portraits by Rubens of various members of the Habsburg family, the sort of great Central European ruling family for centuries. And the two on the left were bought by the second Earl Spencer in the 1820s because his wife, Lavinia, found out they were coming up for sale, and she wrote to her husband and said, look, they're so lovely and I've got some pearls I never wear. So why don't I sell the pearls and you can afford to buy these two Rubenses? So that was very lovely that they came into the collection through a bit of careful housekeeping. Either end of the room, you have these pier glass tables, they're called, and they come from Spencer House. If you look at the top, you'll see there's a sort of message here. And Spencer House was built by the first Earl Spencer for his wife, Georgiana, as a love gift, rather like the Taj Mahal, really, you know, a building to show your endless love for your wife. And the griffin, which is sort of half eagle creature, is the coat of arms of the Spencers. And the young figure in the chariot, that's Cupid, representing love. So if you look at the left-hand side, the message in this is, if everything is good in our love life, that's Cupid looking happy, then I, the Spencer Griffin, can go charging ahead. And then if you look to the right, the message is that when we have problems in our love life, that's the forlorn looking Cupid, then I, the Spencer Griffin, come to a grinding halt, which I think is rather lovely. Other paintings in this room that are worth noting. Between the middle window and the right-hand window, high up, is a portrait of Sarah Marlborough. Now, Sarah was not only a great businesswoman, she was also a very tricky person. People found her really quite challenging. And this is a painting by Sir Godfrey Kneller, who was the court painter in the late 17th century in London. And Sarah Marlborough had had a disagreement with her husband. And one of the things he loved most about her was her long auburn hair. Well, in this painting, she's cut it off and she's holding her cut hair in her right hand. And you'll see she's looking quite sort of bug-eyed. She's been crying. And she had this painting done by Kneller as a present for her husband to remind him how very unhappy he had made her during their disagreement. A sad but quite poignant postscript to this, that is, when the Duke of Marlborough died in 1722, he had a chest, which all gentlemen had, where they kept their most personal possessions. And when they broke the Duke of Marlborough's open, they found this hair. He had kept it all that time. He loved his wife so much, he wanted to keep it as a memento.